Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Liz Franklin is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend, but soon to be old friend, soon to be longtime friend, I should say. I have to get all this straight with the ladies. They don't like me to call them old friends. But anyway, I think you're going to find her to be a pretty cool lady. She is the author of How to Get Organized Without Resorting to Arson, and she is a professional, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, she's also what she calls herself a cubicle anthropologist, and she's here with us right now. Liz, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you here.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
I love your book, and immediately when I saw your title, I said, this lady is for me. Because are you married, by the way? No, just kidding. anyway, How to Get Organized Without Resorting to Arson. How many times in this office, Liz, have I said to my people, why don't we just set fire to this place and start all over again?
We'll bring the matches.
Exactly. How many times have I said that? And then somebody finally just says, no, we can't do that. And we wade through it and we get it and we back the dumpster up to the back door and we shovel it out and we do start over again. But organization is not one of my strong suits. Now let me say this. I do get organized periodically. Mm-hmm. In other words, I go through a stage where I go from being organized to completely unorganized over about a period of 1 or 2 months.
Okay.
See what I mean? I don't stay organized every day.
Right.
It's like a fit that I have or something, and I get organized all at once, and then I gradually digress. What do you think?
I see. Well, I see that will probably have to do with the spatial setup for you. When I work with people who tell me they are organized at home but not at work, or they can get organized but then it falls apart, it has to do with the layout, the furniture, the traffic flow.
Yeah, no, I don't think I can blame it on my furnishings.
Oh no,
but I do want to talk about one of the things that fascinated me about your book. As you talk about the secrets of being organized, is your style and your personality.
Mm-hmm. That's the beginning step.
So talk to us about these different personalities. The first one is fascinating to me. I love. Did you coin this term, sparkle brain?
I did.
Say that again. Tell the audience what it is.
Well, a sparkle brain is a person who's bubbly and bouncy and frankly disorganized. They've got so much going on with their personality, and they like design, and they're interesting, but they don't finish things, and they're the ones spilling Pepsi in your keyboard. You got to watch out.
So the sparkle brains, do sparkle brains have any redeeming characteristics?
They do. They're wonderful designers, and they're great at graphics and greeting people and reception and sales and music and all the outgoing.
But they need a keeper.
They do. They need a keeper, and that leads us to our second one, the linear, who is the nerd. I'm in Silicon Valley. We call them the nerds.
Right.
And these people are the grounded ones that keep us hooked up to the Internet. We could not live without them. And they
now, these are the people we have to lock up at night, right?
Well, you want to lock up the sparkles, too.
Yeah.
But then there's the cross-dominant. This is you, Jim. The cross-dominant.
See, you've already figured this out, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Yes, given how much you do. I checked out the website. You've got so much going on. You've got so many people you're involved with, so many projects. Only the cross-dominant can do that. And those of our listeners who are really paying attention will hear the left brain, right brain alternation, mm-hmm. and that's you.
You may be right about that. But now, what is there any hope for the cross-dominant?
There is, and that's
because if I'm not mistaken, the first two, the sparkle brain, I mean, they don't even know that they need help.
They do know they need help, but they don't show up for the appointment.
They don't show up to get the help. Well, that's what I'm kind of saying. They're the ones who need the keeper. And the linear guy, and I'm calling him a guy because
usually is.
They usually is a guy, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You know, those guys don't care either. Do the cross dominants care?
The cross dominants are the ones running around saying, "Why doesn't everybody do what they're supposed to do?"
or what I want them to do. See, I often say that. Why doesn't everybody want what I want?
Well, there's that. You have the overview, and that's the beginning of organization, is we need to understand the bigger picture of what has to be done. That's why I believe in global domination for those of us who are cross-dominant. We should be in charge.
So, you're obviously cross-dominant, too. But I guess the thing when I was talking about the others two don't care, those two don't get frustrated about not being organized, do they? Like cross-dominants do.
No, and let me give you a couple examples. When it comes to small business, one of the things we have to organize most is information. Everything else kind of revolves around that.
That's right.
So I use a program called FileMaker that I dearly love, and I've been telling people about this for 20 years, because it doesn't matter which of these you are. If you're a sparkle brain, you can use it. It looks nice. You're happy. It's pretty.
I love that. Yeah, I love that term.
It's great. If you're a linear.
I'm going to start using that, Liz. I'm going to start calling people sparkle brains when I meet them.
Right. Well, it's nicer than saying you're a ditz.
Yeah.
Well, think about information for just a second, because it's a great illustration for these three types. Now, you as a cross-dominant want your information at your fingertips. So you need a system.
And I want it now.
Right, exactly. And if you go to FileMaker.com and check out the demo, you're going to see something that works for all three types. So what I do in my organizing is I have to come up with systems or find systems that work for all three of these types.
Mm-hmm.
And information being the mainstay of business, you've got to serve everybody instantly with something that will work for every person. Mm-hmm. And once you know you're cross-dominant and you're in charge of systems as opposed to hoping someone else will come up with them, then you can dictate, this is a system we're all going to use.
Now, see, I didn't mind being called a cross-dominant until I look at your list of cross-dominants through the ages, and you said Phoebe was a cross-dominant. See, that kind of hurts my feelings a little bit, Liz.
Well, Phoebe is deeper than she appears to be.
She would have to be.
Yes. You notice how she's always rolling her eyes and saying, duh, as
yeah.
I was ahead of all of you. I knew that years ago. Right? I'm psychic.
Yeah, I think what's her name on, Daphne Moon on Frasier, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so FileMaker is an application that we can use that you think will help us get more organized.
Oh, I use almost nothing else. It is the Swiss Army knife of applications.
Who makes FileMaker?
FileMaker Inc. They are a division of Apple, and they are also very cool people.
I thought I used to use that years ago when I had Macintosh.
Right. It runs on everything, and you would be surprised if you found out how many Fortune 500 companies use it.
And it is cross-platform. It'll run on PCs.
Exactly.
Yeah. Liz Franklin, ladies and gentlemen, she is the organizing lady. She is Ms. Liz on Biz, the author of How to Get Organized Without Resorting to Arson, and a stand-up comedian as well. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Chicago for you.
I'm so happy.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check it out. Use it to your advantage. It is all there for you. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. Come on in. The water's fine, and so is the information. And it'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Liz Franklin is our guest, and she is about to be very evident on our website after we go off the air today. This interview and other things that she will give us will be available there. But she has her own website. You don't have to wait on us. Liz, give it to us, please.
It is MizLizOnBiz.com. That's MizLizOnBiz.com.
I told you she was a stand-up comedian, ladies and gentlemen. MizLizOnBiz.com. What will we find when we get there?
Oh, kinds of tips and tricks on getting organized and why it's not your fault if you can't.
Well, I'm glad. Now, see, I'm glad to hear you say that. You basically just gave me a pardon.
Mm-hmm. That's
didn't
right.
You, when you say it's not my fault. It really isn't my fault, is it?
That's right.
I've been telling these people around my office for years, this is not my fault. And by the way, folks, the book is How to Get Organized Without Resorting to Arson. Where is it available, Liz?
Any bookstore, Amazon.com, my website, everywhere and anywhere.
Wherever fine books are sold.
That's right.
As we say. Okay, Liz, I am a pack rat.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you call a hoarder?
Hoarding is a disorder, and I don't think we have a we don't go that far. And that brings me to a caution. If you need a therapist, don't hire an organizer. We are not licensed. It's a different thing.
Exactly.
Right, but being a pack rat means that you have sentimental attachment to things, and if I rip those away, then I've messed up your emotions, and that can cause bigger problems.
What? But somewhere in my psyche, I have this feeling that I'm going to need this again.
And you probably will.
But I usually don't.
Okay, well, the trick is in labeling. If we label it circumstantially, instead of saying this goes under A for apples, we might say, when will you use this again?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll say, well, if I'm looking for research on peacock feathers. So you don't label it peacock feathers. You label it when I am looking for research on peacock feathers.
Mm-hmm.
And once you drive yourself toward the when question, it becomes much easier.
Well, see, I think what they do around here is they say, sure, we'll hang on to this for you.
And
they just keep moving it toward the back door. And after a month or two, it goes out the back door. I never know it, and I never remember that I had it at one time. See,
mm-hmm.
And I guess so. I'm in my own little illusional world here, I guess.
Well, you're what I call a collector. You just
now,
have to have stuff.
You're right.
Yep.
So how? That's not good organization, is it?
Well, it depends on what you consider organization. I consider organization to be retrieval. I started talking about this in the early 80s, and now it's kind of a jump on the bandwagon thing. But retrieval really is the key to organization. So the question is not, do you want it, when will you use it, when is the last time you used it? That's all 1950s information. The question now is, when will you need it, and how will you access it?
Mm-hmm.
And I have to keep going back to the software file makers, because it's just completely access-driven.
All right. What about stuff that's not electronic? See, FileMaker is. I remember now as I think about it. I remember using FileMaker years ago, mm-hmm. but everything that I have is an electronic. What do we do about that stuff?
Well, I would scan as much as you can and get it into FileMaker, and it's going to reduce your volume by easily 40, 50, 60%. The rest of it, the
not too many staples in the electronic stuff, is there?
The physical stuff you can store in different ways, and I would have to know more about what it is. But I've worked, mostly I work with small businesses now, but I've spent years and years with corporations and home-based businesses. And you can store all kinds of things different ways. So, for example, most people will store their CD discs or DVD discs together because they're shaped the same. What I do is I separate them by project, and we have shelves with bins, big plastic bins, and in the bins go everything related to one project. So it isn't... Gee, it's shaped like a CD, so it'll go in with the DVDs. It's more like, does this relate to the new website, or is this music I want to put on my iPod, or is this a family video, and then it goes in the appropriate project-based bin.
What if you're so busy doing stuff, you don't have time to organize it? I mean, you realize that that's possible, right?
Oh, sure.
You got so much going on that you all the things you're talking about make a lot of sense, but who has the time to do that? When they got stuff coming at them like a lot of small businesses do.
Well, that's the old version of, forgive me, that's the old version of organizing is I have to stop and get organized. The new version is if I have many shelves with many bins and they're open and they're labeled, I can just toss things in the bins. So the question of getting organized, it can either be seen as washing the dishes, it has to be done over and over, it's not interesting, or it can be seen as, gee, I have all these personality flaws and when will I be cured, which is when you want the therapist.
Yeah, I've had people try to set fire to me before, by the way, too. Not just my office. Okay, last thoughts. I got 1 minute left. Where would you, if a small business owner, and I know you do this, people can call you, and by the way, you work virtually with people, don't you, Liz?
I sure do.
So if they wanted to contact you, they can do that on the website?
Sure, or they can call my 800, which is 800-447-3488.
But not right now, because you and I are talking on that one. And MsLizOnBiz.com is the website, right?
That's correct.
Last thoughts, 30 seconds.
All right. Easiest way to get organized, put a sticky on every piece of paper on your desk, giving the verb and the date, what has to be done and when. Then you can sort them by activity or by date, which is even better.
Or if the best way is just to hire somebody to follow you around and keep you organized, right?
There you go. I like yours better.
Hey, Liz, will you come back another day?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jim.
Thank you for being here. Liz Franklin, ladies and gentlemen, How to Get Organized Without Resorting to Arson. That's her book. She's a pretty funny lady, and you'll like her book, too, by the way. I like the sparkle brain thing. That's genius. Quick break. Right back with Andrea Nirenberg. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.